At the doctor's. Do healthy people see their doctor as well?
Appointments at the doctor's are either regular, checkups, or when there is something wrong. Vaccination is extremely important too. Parents are bound by law to have their children vaccinated, as some diseases may be dangerous for them. Children tend to be scared of the injection. They are sometimes given oral vaccination by swallowing liquid vaccination. When do we see our general practitioner?
When going to see our doctor, we have found certain symptoms of a disease. These are, for instance, feeling unwell, elevated or high temperature, headaches, sickness, cough, cold, sore throat, swollen nodules, or just constantly feeling tired or feeling pain in the joints. In this case, people go and see their general practitioner, or GP, whom they can choose. What happens in the waiting room and in the surgery?
There are often a lot of people in the waiting room, so it is necessary to wait for some time. When the patient is called in, the nurse needs to have his or her personal details, name, address, insurance company. Then the patient is invited into the surgery to see the doctor. The first question the doctor will normally ask is, "What's wrong with you?" Then comes a thorough examination of the body. It's usually necessary to strip to the waist so that the doctor will listen to how the heart and lungs work, measure the blood pressure, find the pulse, tap on the abdomen, examine the tonsils. Having found what the cause of the trouble is, the doctor will give the diagnosis. A medicine prescription is made, a certificate is made about the disability to work, and instructions are given as to how long to stay in bed and when to come for a checkup. Are doctors always able to make the diagnosis without any doubts?
When the diagnosis cannot be given directly, laboratory examination is made, and this may include a blood or urine test, or both. Based on the results, the GP will decide whether it is possible to treat the medical problem or whether to refer the patient to a specialist. Where is medicine available from?
The medicine prescribed is available from the pharmacy. All medicine prescribed by doctors used to be free of charge, but gone are those days. There is also medicine available without prescription, but these are normally much more expensive than they would cost when prescribed. Medicine comes in different forms, such as tablets, pills, coated pills, capsules, suppositories, or liquid medicine. Pills are taken twice or three times per day, one or two at a time. Liquid medicine is taken orally. Suppositories are placed inside the body before sleep. When do we see our doctor for a checkup?
After some time, a checkup is arranged. The doctor may find there is nothing wrong with the patient any longer, decides the patient is able to work. It may be the case, however, that the patient still feels a little bit unwell, tired, or dizzy. Therefore, he or she must stay calm for some more days and avoid any hard work. What problems can be brought about by accidents?
You can have scratches, bruises, and cuts, which sometimes need stitches so that the scar isn't so visible. When doing sports, you can sprain your ankle or dislocate your knee. Then you have to be put on a stretcher and taken to hospital by ambulance. If you don't need an operation, they will put your leg either in splint or in plaster, and you will walk on crutches for a few weeks. After a knee dislocation, it is recommended to wear braces for sports. If you break your arm, you may wear it in a sling. In an accident, you may also pull or tear a muscle, stretch or tear a ligament or tendon.
Do we see our dentist on a regular basis?
Unless I have to, I don't go to the doctor's. The only regular checkup I go for is at the dentist's, where I go twice a year. It's worth it because the sound of the drill and the pain when dentist drills into tooth decays is horrible. I have many fillings in my teeth, but my gums are healthy and I have never had to wear braces. Pulling out a tooth doesn't hurt that much, as the dentists give you a pain-killing injection nowadays, especially to extract the wisdom teeth that have curved roots.